Monday night, Minchas Chinuch Shia Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Kiddush HaShabbos B'Dvorim, and Dalit, we'll start with Dalit. Dalit. No, we're in the middle of Gimel. We'll start from the beginning of Gimel. Zadat, the Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Yeah. Zadat, the Mitzvah Min HaTorah, we're in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. And Eitan will be learning tomorrow night. It's a share. Yeah, something got canceled for tomorrow at least. So it was never Hutra, it was always Chuyam. So. Something like davening, where Minatorah, the mitzvah is you make up your own nusach. You talk about Shabbos, how wonderful it is, how beautiful it is. As I said, this past Shabbos, I have the experience of focusing more on the words of the Zmiris, which to my mind is more of a fulfillment of this mitzvah than the bracha, which is funny, because if the mitzvah is Gimel, come on, right in the beginning. If the mitzvah is to... You have it?
We're getting closer.
So again, we pointed out when we started learning the mitzvah that I say it because I'm still surprised by it, that although the koteres, the headline, is Lekadesh HaShabbos B'Dvorim, but some people have a different headline. Yeah, but it's nothing to do with Kadesh. You're talking about Shabbos, you're extolling Shabbos, you're praising Shabbos, and there's not that much of it in the bracha, but that's how it is. So Min HaTorah to Minchas Chinuch says it's to use your own words and just, you know, wing it. I will nusach HaKiddush Eino Min HaTorah, but the nusach is not Bidiyah Raisa. Then Chazal came along, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came along with the Tikkun Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, as they did with so many other things, including tefillah for that matter, and they made up a nusach for us, and they made it into a bracha. Kibavur bebrachos perikay nomdim lam gimel amal aleph v'gam sheyia bebracha sheim umalchus avu minatzvora omer kolechad lufi ma sherotze v'ikar shetzorach lahazker mailos hayom.
That must be in the bracha.
Yeah, but
because that's the mice, that's what we have. That's the fear to say, according to the nusach, the matbea of the.
That's what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah will decide. That's with the Rabbanan. The Ikka mitzvah of the Oraisa is Tzorech Lahazkir Mael Sayol. That's all he's explaining what the mitzvah of the Oraisa is.
The mice,
we know. With the Rabbanan, you have to say the nusach of Kiddush. Yesterday I said, if so, what's the day, how is the day even called Kiddush if all you're doing is Bar Priyat Gofen? So how is that? So one person said, you're sort of implying the specialness of Shabbos. I forgot who said it, by preceding the Seuda with like a wine. Okay, I understood that it's like a toasting Shabbos, a Ramat Kos is called with Muslim Kodesh.
That's Kiddush Rabbah in the day.
Yes,
that's
what I'm talking about.
That's their month.
So it still has to be Kiddush. Okay. I'm asking, how is the Rabbanon of the day even fit into the concept of Kiddush? And what we're doing is making a Bar Priyat Gofen. So I said, two answers. Okay. V'cheinu b'rishenim gabi b'chus ha'mozum shumin ha'torah. Same thing. When the Araisa, you say, Hashem, thank you. You just use your own lashon. Chaim b'beis yoishim l'tur or chaim b'rishim k'ut pe'izayim b'shem ha'rashbub l'arosh brachos l'avim chesu b'beis b'shem ha'ramban b'chus ha'mozum shumin ha'torah. Right, it's in the minyan ha'mitzvus. Benching is in the minyan ha'mitzvus. Amul ha'matveya, that means the nusach. The word for nusach is matveya, it's a coin. It's like mint, you mint a coin, so they minted the bracha. Amul ha'matveya ain't a minatora. The rabbanon, it's actually less than doula. Bochanami is the same thing, by kiddush, with a poshut, fine b'shagasariya, isumin ha'nau. Ah, however, ato, now, Tiknu Chazal Hanusach, the Hainu Lahazchu, the Shem of Malchus, the Sayyim, the Hula Wasakain, if a person decided, I'll do the Diyaraisa, Rakoma Dvorim Eatzmo, the Milo Sayyom, let's say he sang Menucha Tzimcha, he talked about how amazing Shabbos is, so the Chazchinuch suggests, Efshar Afman HaTorah Lo Yotzo. This is an interesting concept. He's going to bring a raya, a similar idea from a Tosfos in Sukkah. That sometimes when there's a Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon instituted how to do the mitzvah, their power extends that if you don't do it the way they said to do it, so you don't even get credit for the very big kiddush. But you see his raya. You don't even get credit for doing it under the Araisa level. When there's a Chachamim's power to make takonas,
you're like Oker Araisa.
Well, I wouldn't call it Oker because it's really like Sheval Taisa. You're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. Now he brings a raya from his cousin's place in Sukkah Dav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Omar Gabilo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyomecha. So there it's talking about. Rabbanon said how big it has to be. Shulchanucha, if it's even the sukkah and shulchanucha b'tal chabayis, so with Rabbanon you're not yotzei, because of adam nimshach achar shulchanucha, and he'll end up eating outside the sukkah. He'll eat where his table is. So they went to a certain sukkah, the Tanoim, and they saw someone had it like that. And they said, well, Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamech, when you're going to make a statement. So Tosfos says, but yeah. Now you have another case with Kriya Shema after Chatzos. Where Chazal, when the Rabbanon said, you must say Kriya Shema Shel Arvitz before Chatzos. So many say, for Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas and others, that if you say it after Chatzos, you're not Yosef in the Arise. The Chachamim's power extends that they could. It is called Oikid Dominator, it's called Sheval Taisa, because they're saying you are a Yotze. And they apparently they can do that. So now you have Krishma Yafta Chatzois, and you have the Sukkah, the Secha Sukkah, with Shulchanu B'toch HaBayis, and now you have the Menchas Chinuch suggestion, if you don't say Kiddush of Shabbos over with the nusach of a bracha, Shem u'malchus. Brachos of Yudalav from Yudalav to Grimas Chulkani. Chomokum the Tikkun Chazal. The mitzvah the Araisa, when Chazal instituted how to do the mitzvah or Hakkodah how to do the mitzvah, the specificity of how to do the mitzvah, like yeah, do it before Chatzos. Can't do it if Shulchan over to Chabayis. You have to say Kiddush within the context of a bracha. Hulo also came. Lo yotza klau. Okay, that's the yisod. I am pribogadim lor chayim zicha kolelis chelo gimel os ches. The yimosub amazed lo yotza klau v'ones yotza min ha-Torah v'ayin shom shekosub zagam ken l'nyin Kiddush. Shalom alakos. Okay, and there's not only the bracha angle, but also making kiddush over a cup of wine, b'chlal. Old nafkamina, the shivur from the pavim b'chiburi. I brought this down many times in the minchas chinuch. Lein kan bokum l'hayrich, because it never is. Bayan shamba ozayim gamke. So that's the concept. The concept is that chachamim have such a koach. Now, I don't know what happens in Shemayim. I've never been there. And Hashem says, I guess, you know, they're giving you check marks if you did mitzvahs. And you're screaming, I did the mitzvah of Kiddush. I did it. On the deraisa level. That's not fair. That you like, maybe that's going to tip the scale. He doesn't have that mitzvah. So that's the way it is. That's the Kiddush. The Chachamim have the power to, I don't know how to say it, like, because it's up to Hashem if you guys do this or not. No one knows. I mean, you have to say it over again. You have to sit in the sukkah again. Okay, Chatzos, it's too late already. Kiddush. Okay, you could still do it. I mean, you have to still do it. Okay. But even if it would be only midrabbanan, you would still have to go do it. So I take that back. That doesn't really resolve anything by saying he has to go make kiddush now. Because that you would have to do even if you were yoitzin to the araisa, but you still have to make kiddush midrabbanan. So you would still have to go make kiddush because of midrabbanan. So I don't know. Okay, that's it. So they have such a koach. Vayin toises da soit da daf lamed beza manala tim yom asfal piach matfila kos with the kiddush nemar b'chol lashon afilu ayin meven al lashon. Kiddush is not one of the things that need dafka Hebrew. You say in any language, but in other languages you have to understand what the words mean. What?
Afilu ayin meven.
I'm sorry, I read it wrong.
But what does it mean? It's hard to understand.
You read the translation in the Hotspur, and it was very fancy English, and you didn't understand those words either.
But it sounds like
Lamaisa, the reason I said it the wrong way is because Lamaisa, most Achrayim argue with this very vehemently, and they say whenever you're doing it in a different language, you have to understand. The other languages only are meaningful in the context of your understanding them. But from Kodesh, you don't have to understand. But the other languages, you do have to understand. So, not anything. Whether it's Kriyashma or anything, any bracha. So he's bringing down Tosis and says, you don't have to understand. A Rambam or a Mechaber ain't revealing Zebekiddush Hayom, that you don't have to understand it, even in other languages. I am of an Avram, some of the base of Cotton Alwood, the Simical Sadigibbles of Cotton Base, with Vorm Eilu, and Yom Bezal Loshon, with Fuzorim, but Mechomos Rabbim, because they apply to many, many other mitzvahs, different things you have to say. Can you say it in any language? I need a special chibur of falta, the whole mitzvah tliya b'dibur. If you can say it in another language, if you have to understand it. We know by kiddush you could be yosef from someone else saying it. Many rishonim hold. I mean, we don't paskin like that, and we don't do it. But many rishonim hold by kriyashma also. You can be yotzei with someone else saying it for you. It sounds strange to us. You say no, you have to say it. But every mitzvah you have to say, and you can be yotzei listening to someone say it for you. Okay, dalid. Now we're up to dalid. Yeyavid v'nei das harambam. Kan ubilchas ubalocha aleph balocha vav v'rav ha-mechaber kan the chinuch here v'arbei rishonim the kiddush hayom u'dvar Torah b'dvarim the araisa it's with words it's not even al ha-kos al ha-yayin al ha-pas u'rak midirei soifah. to do it over, that's what it's called, over. I'm doing it over a cup of wine. I'm doing it over the challah. Anybody ever experience making kiddush over challah? I guess an alcoholic would have to if he didn't have grape juice. I remember it. I mean, I'm going back now very, 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 very long time. I don't even remember why. I remember my father, Shalom, went to Eretz Yisrael, I think for a Baron Cutler's Levaya. I think was the occasion. Because I have this faint memory of being home, like, with my mother and my sisters. My father wasn't there. It was like very weird and strange. But I must have been way before my bar mitzvah. But I remember someone making kiddush over challah. Like, I remember someone doing it. So I'm trying to think. Maybe my mother was the only bar mitzvah one there. So she had to make kiddush. She didn't want to make it over wine, maybe. I don't know. Like, why? My father wasn't there. Anybody here have... So I guess if you're sick, so I'm fine. Okay, so if there's someone else there, you can always be yotzei with them. You don't have to drink from the wine of kiddush. So usually there's other people around. Even a person sick in a hospital, chas v'shalom, you can hear kiddush from someone else making it over wine. But I guess if you're alone and you can't drink wine and you don't have grape juice, so you really have no choice. You have to make it over challah, which you cannot do in the daytime. But in the daytime, it's not even, it's like not relevant. Because all it is in the daytime is the more prayer gofer. So if you would make it over challah, all it would be was hamotzi lechem and oretz. And you are making hamotzi lechem and oretz, which you're eating. But I guess it's not kiddush. I guess, okay, not kiddush. Anyway, anybody? Kiddush over challah, you ever saw it?
The order is like eating kiddush.
Yeah, it's just hamotzi instead of bore prayer gofen. Obviously, you're going to wash first, and you're going to say like chulu. Yeah, sure. Because you have to eat right away. As soon as you say the kaddish or Shabbos, you have to eat the challah. I wonder the sedurim. I'm sure the sedurim don't have it that way anymore. When I was a kid growing up, the sedurim, like kiddush, after a shabbor lekim la'asos, it was like a vertical line, and it says Berkriya Gofen and Amotzi. I don't think any siddur would have that. But I have three friends who are recovered alcoholics. And I told you, like, they cannot have, like, for 30 years already, 40 years. They're not allowed to have a drop of alcohol. It's so strange to me. But okay. Anyway, okay. If it would come up, okay, now it's grape juice. So grape juice is definitely preferable to. I mean, there are Rishonim that hold if you don't like wine that much and you enjoy challah much more, you can make a challah lechat. You should make a challah lechat chila. There are Rishonim, though we don't pass them that way, but there are Rishonim that way. Okay, anyway, so Midioraisa, even though, I don't know, the Chinuch gives conflicting signals in the Mitzvah, but the Minchas Chinuch is quite clear, because at the end he's very clear that he considers Al HaKos to be the Rabbanim. There's another possibility. We're thinking, yes, over wine, not over wine. So he's saying there's another possibility. And Azor is over wine, but you don't have to drink the wine. The idea that Amavorech Soresh Shayitom, that you have to drink from the wine, that's midrabbana. So that's another, it's like a third possibility. Yes, wine, no wine. Yes, wine, but you don't have to drink it.
You made a great rabbana. You don't make a great rabbana.
I guess you would not make a burp for your gospel. I mean, I don't know the case. meaning the d'oraisa, you're making the kiddush over wine, you don't have to drink it. So you wouldn't make a berakhah at all. This has to do with a Gemara and Nazir, which is different girsas. If a Nazir is allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush, depending if it's the Araisa or not. Why a Nazir Dabdalim Amaralim Dabi Yazir Miyay Mitzvah? So according to, he bring it down, that you do not drink Yayin Mitzvah, the Nazir cannot drink Yayin Mitzvah. Why Nenu Kiddush of Adalta? Mushma Mehar Sinai, who you have to drink it, the mitzvah Mehar Sinai. Vayin Shom B'Mufaresh, that's, there's not Rashi, so we're not quite sure who it is. On Nozir, so it's called the Mufaresh. Dai Dagam King, the Kiddush Ala Kosum in our Torah, which is the way many of Rishonim learn in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, of course, on Nozir should be able to drink the wine of Kiddush, because the Shvuah Mehar Sinai obligating him in mitzvahs preceded his Kabbalah Nazirus. That's the different years of there. But that's how some learn. But Taisa is like Kosfu King.
Although Nether was Kala in the mitzvah.
What?
Nether was Kala in the mitzvah. Shvuah is not Kala in the
mitzvah. Yeah. Nazir. Well, Nazir is not exactly a Nazir. It all has to do with the Gemara. It's very hard to Gemara. It's not like the Shaina. One of the Diyunim is that you have to drink the wine with the Araisa. Another one is Nazir like a Nazir, and it's Chal, or it's not like a Nazir. Ayin Arachayim, the Chaskidr, Samirai Shainalas, Betaz, Sukkot, Yates, Umogan Avram, Sukkot, Nalad, Betuvi Shagasari, Allah, Sukkot, Shabbos, and Samad, Echriya Gamke, and Kidei Azut, Allah, Chayzain, Arak, Bidurabonon, although if it's not here, I don't know where it is. Okay, hey. Oh, my name of Uber Bipsochim Das Kufizayin Amit Beis, Amr Vacher Bar Yaakov, Tzorich Lahazgir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bekiddush Hayom, and he makes an apparent Gezeira Shom. Sivhocha, Laman Tizkris, Yom Tzeskol, the Eretz Mitzrayim, Kodim Echayacha. So that's a lotion of Tizkor. Uktiv also in Zohar as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Ve'en Choylik al Memrosu. No one's Choylik. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, and it seems it's a Chiddush. Although I'm sure that it's based on the idea that in, well, this is my own speculation, but it's like so puzzled by me. That it's based on the fact that in the Aseres HaDibros of Rosh Hashanah, it gives you Yetzias Mitzrayim as the reason for Shabbos. So you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. Al Kaponim Vein Choylik Al Memruzu. No one's Choylik on Ravacha by Yaakov. Who poshut the Umin HaTorah. He's the Gzeira Shavu. It certainly sounds like Adindi Arashah. Who below his Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moyotz a cloud. Even an ilmin b'zera shava. B'zera shava have a kigufei Torah. A fiddle in yin oynesh, kibur b'shas. A kama gufei Torah, nilmad b'zera shava. Or rif la rosh aviyu memru zusham. We do it when we say, kiyom tchilol b'kwey kodesh. I think some of those schools don't say kiyom tchilol b'kwey kodesh. They just skip kiyom. Anybody? You see in the Siddurim, it's apprentice. My son-in-law doesn't say all the words. He skips. I think he skips Kihuyo, and he just says Tchilo to the Great Kodesh. You're not going to find it in the Ashkenaz Siddur. You find it in the Sfarad Siddur. Anyway, what we say is Echel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we go Tchilo to the Great Kodesh. You know what that means, everybody? Don't tell me you don't. It's a reference to that in Parshas Emor, which lists all the Yom Tovim. What's first on the list? Shabbos. So it's Tchilo L'Mikroi Kodesh. This is the Pesuk by Davar Hashem of Moshe Lemor. Hey, Lemoadei Hashem, Moadei Kodesh. And it starts with Shesus Yom Tazim Melachom Yom Hashem Shabbos. So it's Tchilo L'Mikroi Kodesh. It's first on the list of the Mikroi Kodesh. And then we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And for sure, that has to do, even forgetting about what I said about the Dibros there's a difference between Vashchana, but listing it with the Moadim are historical events that we celebrate. And we understand how they are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's history, right? So we, Mitzrayim, and we got the Torah, so that's Shavuos, and Adar Kovod, and Sukkos. I don't know, Rosh Hashanah, maybe it would be a little hard pressed to explain exactly how it's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. But our Kapanim was celebrating events, Moladim, like the special times of the year. That's what a moed means, an appointed time. So a special time of the year. So that's all Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe that's when we became, that's when our history started as a nation. Shabbos is Chilul Mikvei Kodesh, and it's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the question is, how is Shabbos Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? So that's why I refer to the difference on Kronos. There's a difference with Aschana. So that at least connects Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there it's pretty much the favorite that it's a different type of connection. But the connection is, it's like a mini, every Shabbos is a mini Yetzias Mitzrayim. Stop working. That's what it sounds like. Because don't do any work on Shabbos, do it in Aschana. And through this you'll remember the Evelyn Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and Hashem took you out. We don't think about that. Every Shabbos is a mini Yisrael Mitzrayim. You stop working. Again, we don't feel the whole thing was worth it, Shabbos. The modern Western world, we don't feel, it's only recently, live 100 years, maybe less. Anyway, so nobody's silent. Barifa Rosh Aviyu members of Shem, Rambam Kanena may be members of the Furish. Achsama Chatzvo, but the Rambam, when he brings out the Nusach of Kiddush, certainly has Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Achsama Chatzvo, maybe Kan Halacha Beis. Nusach HaKiddush, Muster Shom Yitzias Mitzrayim. Well, the Rabbah Mechaber, that's Mr. Chinuch, Tzorech Iyun, Ve'enu Mevi Zehadin. You can bring down the din of Ravach and Tzachim. What you have to say is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is that Poshut? The Beis of Nusach Shiyon and Malos Hayoim Tzorechaz Yitzias Mitzrayim. You can't have Mitzvah in Atayra. More of Tzachim, no one argues with Rav Acham Yaakov. And now comes the famous Magen Avraham with the famous question on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, when we daven Ma'ariv, we are Yosei Kiddush Midiraisa. The Midiraisa doesn't have to be al Akos. And Magen Avraham creates a problem out of it. How do you go home and motzi your wife, who presumably did not daven Ma'ariv, but maybe she did, okay. But if you did and she didn't, can you be motzi her? Because you're not mechuyev b'diraisa anymore. And she, so does Arvus, you can be motzi. And that's what everybody's mishalpel with. But the Pella on the Magen Avraham is a very, very long bir halacha on this question. That how could the Magen Avraham say that? How could he suggest and say that the Yosei the Diraisa of Kiddush in Shmona Esrei, there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim there? So the different suggestions made, maybe you connect it with Kriyat Shema. I think there's another question on the Magen Avraham that no one in the world is mechaveh to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush by saying Shmona Esrei. No one is mechaveh. In fact, if you reminded someone, he would be mechaveh not to be Yotzei, because he wants to do the Mitzvah in the optimum way by saying Kiddush over a cup of wine and making the bracha that Antrich Nesachakadayla was misake. So like, how could the Magen Avraham, first of all, Mitzvah Shvichas Kavona, how could the Magen Avraham say that you Yotzei Kiddush Friday night? First of all, First of all, you're not saying Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Menchasim's question, and everybody's question, and as I said, there's a long beer halacha on it. The second question is, nobody asked Kavanah to be Yetzias Mitzvah of Kiddush, and we pass the Mitzvah Shrita's Kavanah. The third, and the, to be, is that even if you would remember and you would want to be Yotzei, but no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't want to be Yotzei, because why should you want to be Yotzei Kiddush in the not optimum way? Like, you would probably be Mechavan, I don't want to be Yotzei now, if you thought about it, and say, I'll want to be Yotzei when I make Kiddush over a cup of wine. It's the Nusach of the Bracha. Like, the Mechavan Abraham is very fair. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up the moment.
Look, you said in the beginning, if you don't make it on the wine.
What?
He also said if you don't make it on the wine, they're buying what liquor it.
Yeah,
you mean what we learned before?
Yeah.
That also. Okay, we'll start from the Alpiza. You have it? The Alpiza. And we will learn tomorrow night because my reasons for not being able to come, one was canceled, so I really could come. So it's not like Lechavchila by me, it's the event, so we'll learn tomorrow night. But believe it or not, it's Hashem. I took a bus today, I took a 10 to 7 bus. I missed my room. It was so crowded, a lot of traffic, and the bus was full of people. And that means it stopped at every stop in Beit Shemesh. That's why I missed my room. I don't know. Maybe it's I never ever go somewhere. But tonight I did. I took a 10 to 7 bus and I missed my room. I have to have my room. Who's going to remind me to have my room?
I can't afford the bus.
What?
I can't on the way to the bus.
Okay, thank you.
How much?
You can kiddush on schnapps.
What?
People make kiddush on schnapps.
That's not a